Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, July 7th, 2023. After examining cycling projects on main and side streets, the Senate Department for Transport in Berlin has presented its initial results. And according to the findings, 6 out of 11 planned bike lanes on main streets can be constructed as intended, while 5 projects on main streets will not proceed. One of the lanes which won't be built is in Lichtenberg, 2 are in Neukölln, and 2 in Tempelhof-Schöneberg. But according to the Department for Transport, further evaluations will take place regarding these projects, and the assessments will include examining pedestrian safety, potential impacts on buses, trams, and delivery traffic. It has also been confirmed by the spokesperson for the Department for Transport, Sarah Luhmann, that bike lane projects on side streets will proceed as planned. Some districts had already received letters on Tuesday informing them that the necessary budget for these planned construction projects were approved. As we reported 3 weeks ago, a letter from the Department for Transport to the districts caused confusion, stating that all planned cycling projects would undergo evaluation and that previously allocated funding would temporarily be suspended. Senator for Transport Manja Schreiner of the CDU referred to the coalition agreement between the CDU and SPD, in which they agreed to reassess all cycling projects and prioritize them anew. Justice Senator Feylor Badenberg plans to significantly increase personnel in courts and in public prosecutors' offices in order to effectively combat organized crime families. In the future, illegally acquired assets are intended to be confiscated earlier and more comprehensively. Badenberg told the ARD political magazine Contrasta, quote, "We want to increasingly seize funds and assets within the framework of the public prosecutor's investigations to prevent them from being hidden away," unquote. So far, the state of Berlin has been losing several million euros annually because it has not been successful enough in seizing and freezing all assets at the beginning of an investigation, such as real estate, cars, or jewelry. The reason for this is a lack of resources in crucial positions within the courts and within the public prosecutor's offices. Criminal proceedings typically last several years, during which the defendants have plenty of time to secure their assets, and they may empty their accounts or sell properties to evade the government's grasp. For Badenberg, the funds from assets frozen at the beginning of a proceeding could benefit the state of Berlin in the event of a conviction. Moreover, an agreement was made with Mayor Wegner that states a portion of these funds will be used for the judiciary, and the idea behind it is to use criminally acquired money to combat criminality. Badenberg could not yet say how many additional new jobs would be involved in her plan, but that the increase would be significant. In addition to expanding personnel in the judiciary, Badenberg aims for targeted cooperation between the districts and their regulatory agencies. Assets acquired through illegal activities can also be confiscated under the Administrative Offenses Law. The Justice Senator sees significant potential in this area as well. Together with the district mayors, she intends to develop a joint concept for this purpose. Berlin police apprehended a suspected 66-year-old arsonist in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf after a fire in their own apartment building injured 7 people. Firefighters were able to rescue several people from the burning apartment building on Wednesday. While the police spoke of 4 injured people, the fire department reported a total of 7 people in poor health. Per a fire department spokesman, 6 suffered smoke inhalation and 1 firefighter suffered burns. The reporting said the fire had broken out in the stairwell on Wednesday morning. A resident of the house initially found a burning baby carriage on the first floor, and by the time the fire department arrived, the flames had spread throughout the stairwell to the roof of the 5-story building. The firefighting work was completed after 2.5 hours. The building is currently uninhabitable, and the department and police have not yet provided specific information on the amount of damage the building sustained. Organizers of the Love Parade successor are calling on fans to give money for the event this weekend, and the amount needed is high. The organizers of the Love Parade party Rave the Planet are pressed for time, because on Saturday they expect 300,000 participants at the parade between the Siegessäule and the Brandenburg Gate in Tiergarten. After receiving an official request from the police to hire a privately funded ambulance service, the organizers have now launched a fundraising campaign. The goal is €250,000 to cover any costs for such a service. As of yesterday afternoon, more than €16,000 have been raised at GoFundMe.com. The organizers of the nonprofit Rave the Planet had reserved the right to take legal action against an official requirement for their own medical service. And with the Citizens of Berlin Administrative Court, however, a suitable contradiction had not yet been received as of Wednesday evening. When asked by the media about the current state of donations, it was said that from crowdfunding and from another source of donations is currently a five-digit sum. Be sure to keep an eye on our social media between today and tomorrow with any updates regarding the status of the Rave the Planet event. If you like our podcast, you can simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.